Jack, I'd like to take a couple of minutes here today. The Ohio Farm Bureau Federation has announced their support for a yes vote on Issue 2. Talk a little bit about the basis for that support.
Well, Farm Bureau, through our policy process, and certainly a key component of our work through Farm Bureau and our members is public policy, political engagement, and as we looked at these ballot initiatives, and every year we look at what's going to be on the ballot and reviewed each of those. And when in reviewing Issue 2, we didn't have a direct policy statement because the delegates last year didn't know specifically what would be on the ballot, but we had several references to what I would characterize as good government, flexibility in government, and certainly we're always interested in concepts. So government, just like each of us and our family budget and our business budget, can live within our means. And so looking at all those aspects, reviewing the arguments from the pro side and the opponent side of Issue 2, learning from the administration and our legislative leaders how they had incorporated this concept in their budget work and process this year, we certainly thought it was in the best interest of all Ohioans and indeed on behalf of Farm Bureau members to support Issue 2.
Jack, why is Issue 2 good for Ohio?
Well, it it allows us to have a lot more flexibility and engagement in all types of management contracts, primarily what I would characterize as human resources contracts, and from the standpoint that you have more flexibility when you're resources have some volatility in them. You have more money one year than the next, kind of like what we're going through in our economy the last couple years, that you can adapt your unit of government with more flexibility to have the people in place relative to the resources you have. This is all about we want great teachers. We want the best health and safety by way of our policemen and firemen. This is in no way, from our viewpoint, a indication of our relationship with those folks from the standpoint of how they do their job. This is about the opportunity for government to engage with their workforce in a flexible manner to allow them to operate within their fiscal means.
Jack, what's going to be the best way for not only your members, but others here in Ohio to become better informed about Issue 2 before that November 8th?
Well, both sides of the issue are very well represented on the web. They have their websites up and going. You can go to our Farm Bureau members can go to the Farm Bureau website, the Ohio Chamber, NFIB, all have websites up, and there are lots of materials out relative to the content of what Issue 2 does and what it doesn't do. And so all of us, just relative to being good citizens, we're encouraging everyone to dig out the facts, learn what Issue 2 does and what it doesn't do, and then engage in that conversation with your leaders of your local government units in terms of how they see and perceive that will impact them as well. So learn as much as you possibly can, and at the end of the day, we think this is a step forward in how we want to create jobs, enhance the business climate in Ohio, and indeed continue on our path of balancing our budget at all levels of government.
Jack, anything else about Issue 2 that we're overlooking here?
Well, it's a very contentious issue because a lot of folks are personally involved. It's their job. It's their compensation. And before they look at the facts, we kind of look out for ourselves. You and I would do that. That's human nature, all of us do. Have our first reaction is based on our perception, what's going to happen to me. And I very well understand that, and so I think it's our job, and it's going to be a tough one, to have that dialogue and engage in conversation with all those folks so we can learn together what issue two does and doesn't do.